9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, July 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. European Union officials have agreed on what would be the first broad set of cryptocurrency-related regulations. The proposed rules would force crypto platforms to seek authorization to operate and provide safeguards to users. Trading platforms would also have to outline a digital coin's technology and purpose and would be liable for any misleading information. The rules still need legal approval and could go into effect in 2024. North Korea claimed its first COVID-19 outbreak began after two people touched what state media said were virus-tainted balloons that had been sent over the border from South Korea. For decades, activist groups led by defectors in South Korea have flown balloons across the border, carrying anti-regime leaflets and humanitarian aid. Last month, one of the groups released balloons carrying COVID aid, such as face masks and pain relief drugs. Medical experts say the chances of the virus surviving on surfaces like a balloon or leaflets is highly unlikely. And in the Russian trial of U.S. women's basketball star Brittany Griner, prosecutors say she's being charged with intentionally importing drugs into the country. That's according to the Russian state news agency TASS. In February, two cartridges of hashish oil were found in her hand luggage during an inspection when she arrived at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport. If convicted, Griner faces up to 10 years in prison. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.